The Adventures of a Jackal. Narration, Katie Haig. In a country which is full of wild beasts of all sorts, there once lived a jackal and a hedgehog. And, unlike though they were, the two animals made great friends and were often seen in each other's company. One afternoon they were walking along a road together, when the jackal, who was the taller of the two, exclaimed,
"Oh, there's a barn full of corn. Let's go and eat some."
"Oh, yes, do let's," answered the hedgehog.
So they went to the barn and ate till they could eat no more. Then the jackal put on his shoes, which he had taken off so as not to make any noise, and they returned to the high road. After they had gone some way, they met a panther, who stopped and, bowing politely, said,
"Excuse my speaking to you, but I cannot help admiring those shoes of yours. Do you mind telling me who made them?"
"Yeah, I think they're rather nice," answered the jackal. "I made them myself, though."
"Could you make me a pair like them?" asked the panther eagerly.
"I'll do my best, of course," replied the jackal. "But you must kill me a cow. And when we've eaten the flesh, I'll take the skin and make your shoes out of it."
So the panther prowled about until he saw a fine cow grazing apart from the rest of the herd. He killed it instantly, and then gave a cry to the jackal and the hedgehog to come to the place where he was. They soon skinned the dead beast and spread its skin out to dry, after which they had a grand feast before they curled themselves up for the night and slept soundly. Next morning the jackal got up early and set to work upon the shoes, whilst the panther sat by and looked on with delight. At last they were finished, and the jackal arose and stretched himself.
"Now go and lay them in the sun out there," said he. "In a couple of hours they'll be ready to put on. But do not attempt to wear them before, or you'll feel them most uncomfortable. But I see the sun's high in the heavens, and we must be continuing our journey."
The panther, who always believed what everybody told him, did exactly as he was bid, and in 2 hours' time began to fasten on the shoes. They certainly set off his paws wonderfully, and he stretched out his forepaws and looked at them with pride. But when he tried to walk, that was another story. They were so stiff.